about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I kind of have a question to ask you guys. I'm working on my kid's homework. I guess he's doing fractions. Remember when we had to do fractions? All right, so here's the problem he's got. He has a negative 1 4/5 divided by 3 2/7. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, I went up to calculus 3 in school. I just, for the life of me, can't remember how to do fractions. When you divide a fraction, are you supposed to flip one of them and multiply it? Is that the trick we learned? Rather than dividing a fraction, you put multiply and you flip it. The only problem is you have to figure out what the fraction is before you flip it. It's like 3 2/7. You'd multiply the 3 and the 7, 21 plus 2, 23. So then it's 7 over 20. This is confusing. No wonder my kid hates school. All right. I don't know. If you guys remember how to divide fractions, please let me know. I mean, my kids look at me like I am so, the older they get. I mean, when they were in pre-K, I had that. That was easy. But now that they're dealing with grammar, yeah, I can't spell. You all know that. One of my weakest things in school was spelling. I could get Shakespeare. I could quote Shakespeare, to be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the pain. I remember Hamlet. I remember Romeo. I could remember all that. I kind of got, you know, fractions and Pythagorean theorems and geometry and all that. But you give me something to spell. I can't spell. I still can't spell. And thank heavens we're in a world right now where you get to text and tweet and not even spell words, because I look smart in the Twitter world, right? But you ask me to spell, like on Facebook, I'm in trouble. I can't spell. So unfortunately, my sons are really having great difficulty working with me. And my husband, even though my husband is way smarter than me, he was never book smart. So my husband always tells my kids, go to mom. She's the one that got straight A's. Well, I got straight A's because I had smart boyfriends, so it's kind of tough. All right, just help me out with this whole division fraction thing. And then how do you do that without a calculator? Negative 1 4/5 would be a negative 5 4 is 9. So that'd be a negative 9/5 times 7 23rds. 5 times 23, how do you do that without a calculator? 5 times 23, 5 carry the 1, 150, what, 115? No, I don't know. I can't do it without a calculator. So we're in trouble here. My kid's going to fail, and they're going to ask, well, why didn't your mom help? Wasn't she smart? Nope. My mom's not really the smartest. She always mixes up hippopotamus and rhinoceros. You know I do that. My nephew was always talked, he always heard amazing stories about me and my academic pursuits. I did really well. I won science fairs. I was National Honor Society, etc. So I take him to the zoo, Wichita Zoo, had amazing zoo. He's a little boy. And there was this, you know, big beast. And I go, wow, look at that. Look at that hippopotamus. And, you know, he's like, no, that's a rhinoceros. A rhinoceros? That's like a dinosaur. They don't exist anymore. My sister's looking at me like, oh, my gosh, you're so stupid. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DAI. We got a lot to talk about. Now, I guess 5 deaths are allegedly linked to monster drinks. We're going to talk about that. We are going to review the caffeine content in a lot of our foods. We're also going to talk about how the Chinese may be kind of getting mad at us because of the debate last night. That's going to be fun. Also, it looks like many of you taking your statin medication for cholesterol, Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, Pravastatin, Simvastatin, that kind of stuff, may be at lower risk for esophageal cancer, which is pretty big with men especially. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Honestly, the debate, that... You know, many of you are extremely upset with Romney and his showing yesterday. Guys, there's already early voting. Yesterday's debate shouldn't have even happened so late in the game. It was honestly, what yesterday's debate should have been is to see what they were, what their approach was to foreign policy. All right, I didn't want to really see them battle it out. Remember, Romney had to play it cool and look like he wanted peace. That's what he needed to do last night. That's all he needed to do, and he did it. He accomplished it. You saw him bite his tongue. You saw him refrain. You know, going after Obama for Benghazi and all that, we already saw that. We already know that. Yeah, it would have made for good, some good TV. But honestly, he did what he was supposed to do. He had to look calm and cool and look like he wouldn't start another couple wars if he got into office. And I think practically everything he said, I agreed with in terms of his approach. He didn't have to put Obama on the spot. That's already been done, and Obama's already losing in the polls because of that. He just had to do no harm. So he did what he had to. For many of us, it was boring, and that's why we were tweeting each other and Facebooking each other. One of you guys on Facebook told me to go to CNN and watch the debate on CNN, and I did. And you guys said because you could see the undecided voters and their responses that you thought that was fun. I thought that was ridiculous. Undecided my butt. President Obama says hello, and you see the score go up. Romney coughs, and you see the score drop. Undecided my rear. That was ridiculous. So, you know, and then you could see how much more time Obama got to speak than Romney got to speak. So, again, another joke. And honestly, at this point, I think the debates need to start a little earlier. At this point, most of us have already started to early vote. Our minds are made up. I think this one could have been a waste of time, which is why Romney did what he needed to. Just sit there, look presidential, and get through without doing any harm and making it look like you're gonna start a war. And he did just that, making Obama look any stupider than he has. The record itself already shows his foreign policy and how he's treated Israel and multiple other countries already speaks for itself. They did go back and forth on China a lot. And I got a little nervous because I really like Chinese food. And the last thing I want is a war with China. And then I don't get my my cashew chicken. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, October 23rd, 2012. Gold opened at $17.10.78. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.60.78, $8.80.39 for a half ounce, and $4.40.20 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.60.78, $8.80.39, and $4.40.20.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
The health-restoring product you're about to hear about is not sold in retail stores, so get ready to write down a website. RNA Drops is an amazing, revolutionary product that is bringing thousands relief from stress, anxiety, depression, COPD, arthritis, high blood sugar, cysts, hair loss in men and women, joint and back pain, heart function, blood pressure, digestive conditions, headaches, and much more. Ready for the website? Remember, RNA Drops is not sold locally, and for a very limited time, you can get a free sample through this website, rnafreesample.com. Pay only shipping and handling for a 30-day supply. I'll repeat that. It's rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. RNA Drops are 100% natural, 100% vegan, safe at every level with no known side effects. So go to rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. Restore your equilibrium and experience stress relieving power with RNA Drops, the chemical-free superfood.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Rudd writes, Dr. Dahlia, I think the way you... Oh, darn. Okay, he's writing about my football pick is ridiculous, but you were right. Bears won. Yeah, Bears won what? 13-7? Okay. All right. Don't insult. Listen, when it comes to sports, okay, look, it doesn't matter how I come up with my picks. If I'm right, I'm right. So thank you very much. Don't forget to use your spell check when you email me because I read these things on air and don't cuss. But I do appreciate you realizing that I was correct in my pick. So we picked that the Bears would win yesterday over the Lions based on presumed groin injuries on the NFL report, even though there weren't any groin injuries. I assume there were at least four of them because you saw a couple dashes there. So, hey, it worked. Okay, so we'll try to figure out Sunday's picks and next Monday's picks that same way. Honestly, if we're on a roll, we're on a roll. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, y'all can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and you can follow me on Facebook. When you guys are on Facebook, don't forget to search out the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sometimes it just doesn't pop out on you. Apparently, Facebook, you got to pay to promote your site. I pay enough. So you'll have to just, you know, search me out. Just type in the Dr. Dahlia Show, find me, and connect, honestly. Facebook makes enough money as far as I'm concerned. I don't have to pay to advertise on Facebook. Okay, so Monster Energy drinks cited now for 5 deaths. Remember yesterday we were talking about a teenage girl, I believe 14 years old, who had a couple monster drinks over a 24-hour period, went into a cardiac dysrhythmia. Basically, the abnormal heart rate caused part of her heart to not get the blood supply it needed. She ends up going into cardiac arrest and dies. Monster is fighting this. Well, we were thinking, have there been any more cases? And I remember telling you that, I remember that long. Whew, it's been a whole day, and I remember telling you guys something. We discussed yesterday how I've had multiple patients who have gone into abnormal heart rhythms. Luckily, they haven't died because we caught the abnormal rhythm, sent them to the hospital. Well, now Monster Energy Drink has been cited for the deaths of 5 people and 1 non-fatal heart attack. What's the difference between a fatal heart attack and a non-fatal heart attack? No, don't look it up. The non-fatal heart attack, the person doesn't die. Yeah, you hear that a lot. Non-fatal heart attack. I'd rather they just say somebody had a heart attack and he lived through it, but it's easier to put non-fatal. Okay, now this is according to incident reports submitted to the U.S. FDA. Now, a 24-ounce can of Monster contains 240 milligrams of caffeine. Now, get this. I believe the RDA, the recommended daily allowance, I mean, we really don't recommend caffeine, but we urge people not to go over 300-400. All right, milligrams of caffeine. Now, you can get caffeine by a variety of sources, and I'll kind of go through some of the sources in which you get caffeine. But 1 24-ounce can of Monster has 240 milligrams. I mean, boom, that's almost your whole daily allotted amount. Okay, we don't know how much caffeine you could put up with, especially if you're looking at a little 14-year-old girl. The report sent to the FDA claimed that 6 people, the 5 who died plus the 1 non-fatal heart attack, drank the energy drink before having adverse reactions. These reports are being used by Maryland parents who sued Monster last week, claiming the drink is to blame for the death of their 14-year-old daughter. I would though like to know, I mean, I don't, if I lost my child, I mean, I would be like these parents. I would want to just raise holy hell. However, I really hope the parents weren't the ones that bought the energy drink. All right, because then somebody should smack these guys upside the head. All right. The girl had consumed 2 energy drinks within 24 hours, but had an inherited disorder that could weaken blood vessels. I'd like to know what the name that is. Are they talking about a type of vasculitis? Are they talking about lupus? What are they talking about? What inherited disorder weakens blood vessels? If you have leaky or, I mean, there's a variety of disorders that could do it. I'd like to know which one. And then I guess we're going to have to warn those of you that have weak blood vessels to not drink caffeinated drinks. Why would caffeinated drinks hurt a condition or a person who has a condition with weak blood vessels? Because caffeine causes vasoconstriction. You have a weak blood vessel that vasoconstricts and may act aberrantly and then not do what it's supposed to do. That's my guess. All right. I just deduced that. We deduce. Okay. All right, so what else is happening? Is that all they're talking about? Okay, so let's kind of review. Yeah, let's move on. Let's review. I know this. Everyone's really excited about this one. Let's find out how much caffeine y'all are drinking. Now, I actually reviewed this on my show before, but I realize many of you do not listen thoroughly to the Dr. Dahlia Show. If that's the case, we're just going to have to review things, and we're going to have to review them again and again and again. I had a teacher like that. She sounded like my mom. We're gonna do it again. And, you know, sometimes when I get mad at my kids, I talk like that. You know how when you're young, you look at your teachers, or you look at your mom, you look at your dad, and you go, I am never gonna do that. You know, it was funny. My son likes that song, I Wanna Rock, right? What is it, Twisted Sister or something? So he decides to look it up, and up comes a 1980s video, right? And he knows Dee Snider because of Celebrity Apprentice. So he pulls up this video, and he goes, no, that can't be it, because you hear talking. Now, remember, the talking in the Twisted Sister video is the dad, you know, yelling at the kid. And so, yeah, my son's like, that's not right. I want to find the I Want to Rock song. And I go, wait a second. Are you talking about Twisted Sister? And he's like, yeah. I go, that's the video. He's like, but it's old. I go, yeah, it's old. I know that's old. I Love Lucy is old. The Twisted Sister to me is still pretty, you know, with it. But anyway, okay, so, you know, so he looks at the video, and I remember my mom yelling at me like that, right? The guy's like, what do you want to do with your life? And he's spitting, and the kids on the bed going, I want to rock, and then it goes, rock, and then they start going off, and where was I going with this? I think I just wanted to sing Twisted Sister. Where was I going with this? And, oh yeah. Yeah, and I remember, you know, seeing that video when I was a kid going, I am never gonna yell at my kid like that. And I have to admit, I have spit on my kid when I get really mad yelling. I don't mean to. But that's how you know you're yelling too much. I remember having to dry myself off and wear a raincoat when my mom would yell at me. And I've done that where, and I didn't realize it until I saw my kid wipe his forehead. And I'm like, did I just spit on you? And he's like, yeah. I know, I go, well, then it serves you right because you should have listened and you shouldn't have made me get so mad that I spit. Always blame your kid if you spit. You see what you made me do? You made me spit when I yelled at you. All right. I want to rock. Okay, we'll go on. All right. Coffee. Let's go on. Okay, coffee. 8 ounces of coffee, generic brewed, has 133 milligrams of caffeine. What does that mean? I don't know. I don't have a calculator. Remember, we don't want you going over the 300-400 mark. So if you have an 8-ounce cup of generic coffee brewed, I don't know what brand is generic. What is that, Kogler or Kirkland? I buy everything at Sam's Club and Walmart. Now, decaffeinated coffee. How much decaffeinated coffee, how much caffeine is in decaffeinated coffee? Five milligrams. You are getting a little bit of caffeine. Starbucks Grande brewed coffee, a 16-ounce cup, 320. A 16-ounce cup of Einstein Brothers coffee, 300. Milligrams. You're already pretty much at your max by your 16-ounce. Dunkin' Donuts regular coffee. I don't understand why any of you, I don't like coffee. Why would you go to a Dunkin' Donut to just get a, I mean, if you're going to go to a Dunkin' Donut to get a donut, I don't get that. But honestly, you're on a diet, I get it. 206 milligrams of caffeine, so it's less. Although I hear Dunkin' Donuts coffee tastes really good. All right, a little 2-ounce espresso from Starbucks. Adopio. Is that Italian? Doppio? What, maybe it's because it comes with a donut. 150 milligrams of caffeine. Einstein Brothers Espresso, 1 ounce, 75. That's interesting. Okay, so Einstein, nah, that's still a lot of caffeine. Let's look at your tea. A brewed spot of tea, 8 ounces, is about 53 milligrams. It ranges anywhere from 40 to 120. Well, that doesn't help us a lot. Starbucks Tezo Chai Tea Latte Grande, 16 ounces. I didn't know Starbucks serves Mexican, Grande. Okay, Mexican coffee, 100 milligrams. A peach Snapple, 42 milligrams of caffeine in a 16 ounces. Arizona Iced Tea Green, green iced tea, 16 ounces, is only 15 milligrams. That's not much. That's less than a milligram per ounce. Nest tea, 26 milligrams. That's kind of nice. Now, let's look at your sodas. This is where you guys are really messing up. Where's Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew usually is high. 71 milligrams of caffeine per 12 ounces. Jolt Cola, 72. So your Mountain Dew is practically as much as your Jolt. Regular Pepsi, about 38. Now, let's go to your energy drinks. For an 8-ounce Red Bull, you're getting 80. For a 5-ounce energy, 207. Monster drink, anywhere from 160 to 240. 200. All right, that's a lot. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner.
So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDali, DocDali. Or you could save on three bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, I cannot wait to put the Christmas music up. Well, that's going to be fun. Don and I are going to get to work on the Christmas music. I love it, D! Yeah, then we're going to be singing some Bing Crosby. I'm dreaming of a... I love Christmas music. I could sing that all day long. Boy, you guys are in for a treat. Watch the ratings go down. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. I know some of you ladies are asking me if Don is married. Don, are you married? No. Woo-hoo, ladies. Oh, poor Don. Okay, Don is on the market. No, I'm going to protect Don. Honestly, some of you ladies are kind of cougars, okay? Go easy on him. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Big thanks again to Justice Communications Network. Big thanks to Don's work. I got to be very careful because I can't really talk about Don's love life or anything like that because that could be construed as sexual harassment. Anything can now be construed as sexual harassment. So I've already been warned multiple times. I got to go easy on the staff. Who else do I need to thank? I need to thank you all for tuning in. You know, many of you complain to me that your local news talk station does not play the Dr. Dahlia show. You know, they're playing shows like Rush, etc. Can you blame them? You call them up and you make some noise. Just go, you know, look, Dr. Dolly could squeeze in the middle of Rush and Sean Hannity. In fact, she kind of like being in between those two, you know, masculine men. So go ahead, you know, just call them up and tell them to bring the Dr. Dolly show to the station. And I'll kind of, you know, squeeze in there. Right? Cuddle up to Sean Hannity. Okay, Miranda from Riverside writes, Dr. Dahlia, what happens if you take in too much caffeine? Well, we just talked about this. You could have heart arrhythmias. You know, caffeine is a stimulant. And what stimulants do is they increase heart rate. They also increase respiratory rate. And it's kind of that flight, fright type of response that you get. And so when you have that stimulation or that epinephrine or that adrenaline type of kick that caffeine can give you, you know, it kind of puts you in hyperdrive. You don't really lose weight on caffeine. A lot of people think they drink their coffee to lose weight. Yes, stimulants may decrease appetite, but also keep in mind that for every yin, there's a yang, if I'm saying that right. When your caffeine starts to withdraw, you get hungry. A lot of my soda drinkers and my diet soda drinkers, they get hungry. Caffeine can do that to you as it wears down. Please be very careful and don't get caught in that rut. I know many of you live on a diet soda as one of your lunchtime drinks. Be very, very careful. Now, these abnormal heart rhythms, some of you have asked me about this over the last few weeks. How do you know if you're going to be prone to having one? You know, every now and then you go out, there's a party, someone's mixing Red Bull and Jaeger. How do you know you're not going to go into an abnormal heart rhythm? Very easy. All right, right, stress test, exactly. All right, there's ways that doctors can stress your heart. See, it's hard. Don't give me S words to say because I lisp and then I completely discombobulate what I'm saying. Stress test, that's four S's. Four S's or four loco. Oh, I know, four loco. Thank you, Don. No, Don, you being single, Don, not with these ladies who listen. Don't be drinking no Four Loko with these ladies. You gotta be careful. They'll jump all over you. All right. Yeah. Well, you go and have some Kool-Aid in the background. We gotta keep you safe. I can't believe now I'm in the age group where there's all these women who are cougars. And, you know, they tell me what they do on the weekend. And I'm like, oh my God, these poor boys. And I worry because my sons are pretty soon going to be dating age. And now they're going to be around. I mean, I remember, you know, being a young girl getting hit on by older men. You know, I could handle myself. You know, my father was in the military. He taught me judo because that's what they did back. You know, they did judo and he taught me, you know, how to make a Molotov cocktail and all sorts of other stuff. So I felt really good. But I don't know how to prepare my boys for cougar women. You know, I told you, my little one, there's a girl, two girls in my fourth grader's class calling him Broccalicious. Broccalicious? You don't call my baby Broccalicious. Where are these girls getting that mouth? First, their mamas need to wash their mouth out with soap. They need to throw some chastity belts on these kids. And I got to teach my boys that you got to be careful from some of these women. I'm not accusing all you women, you know, on the hunt right now, you know, as being cougars. But, you know, having been around, you know, now my husband being middle-aged man, I mean, I could see why if you're finally on the dating circuit, not going for the middle-aged prostate enlarging, hemorrhoid suffering, man, I get that. I get why you probably want someone, you know, sleep apnea free. But, just, young men going out, and you gotta be careful, cause I mean, these women, whoo, they know what they're doing. Although some men like that. My boys are so innocent. I'm their mama. They're not dating till they're in their 20s. Honestly, there's really no reason. What are they gonna learn? What are they gonna learn that their mama can't teach them?
right? You teach a girl to open a door. You pull their chair out for them. You make sure you have a good education. You make sure you have a good job. And you make sure she doesn't have a mother-in-law that's going to make your life miserable. Period. They don't have to dig to learn all that. I could teach them that easy. You know, and then they could do the kissy-lovey stuff after they get married. This way they don't knock anybody up. That's honestly how I think we should teach our kids, right? What are you going to do with your life? Okay, where are we? So anyway, back to the caffeine and heart. Stress test. I was talking about stress test. You could go for, how the heck did we go from stress test to poo? I don't know. Anyway, stress test. In a stress test, your cardiologist or your doctor puts you on a treadmill, starts to stress the heart by upping the speed and upping the elevation of it. Now, when you do that, you mimic what stress could do to the heart, or caffeine could do to the heart, or sex could do to the heart, or epinephrine, or exercise, etc. If they see that you start to throw some funny rhythm when your heart is stressed, then they will identify you're the type of person where with stress you can have a funny rhythm. So you then in particular may want to avoid the no-dose. Like, for example, no-dose has about 200 milligrams of caffeine just for one tablet. Now, no-dose was big when I was in school. I didn't take no-dose because I was afraid, and I wanted to say I got through school, you know, tablet-free. Now, I was popping my all left and right because I had horrible cramps, but that was enough for me, but there was no caffeine in it, and nobody could blame, you know, my acing my test on my taking my all. Excedrin, which is something that many of us live on now, extra strength Excedrin, two tablets have about 130 milligrams of caffeine. Remember, the caffeine maximum should be 300 to 400. Hershey's Kisses has caffeine. 9 pieces of Hershey's Kisses, only 9 milligrams of caffeine. I know, I would rather have that. Wait a second, did you know there's a Jolt caffeinated gum? What source is this? Let me give credit to the source. Center for the Science and the Public Interest. Is that the source I'm getting this from? Yeah. All right. So I guess even chocolate. Okay. Ben and Jerry's. Ooh, Ben and Jerry's is in here. Coffee-flavored ice cream, 68 milligrams of caffeine. What doesn't have caffeine? Barks, Diet, Root Beer, no caffeine. 7-Up, no caffeine. Fanta, all flavors. Fresca. Whatever happened to Shasta? I love Shasta. You know why I love Shasta? Because you get to sing. Don't give me that so-so soda. Okay, that one I like, but it doesn't say that on here. Mug Root Beer, 0. Sierra Mist, 0 caffeine. Sprite. I got to tell you something. I don't like to, encourage diet drinks, but I've had Diet Sierra Mist. You can't even tell that's diet. That's some pretty yummy stuff. So that's pretty good. Okay, did we cover enough of this? Did we beat this one to death? Did we? Okay, let's move on. Most women can wait up to 5 years between pap tests. Now the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, I wonder what they decorate their walls with, say, I can't tell what building we're in. This is the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology. Oh, whoa. All right. Got that. Can we please move over? Can we please move over to the Colonic College? Yeah, we'll talk about that. Women can wait up to 5 years between pap tests. Obviously, they didn't sleep with Dirk back in college. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, we got the Dr. Dahlia cruise coming up this June. Please check that out and, come with us because, we're going to have a great time. And yeah, I'm bringing the kids. You know what? You could throw the kids. They have like this kids club, so I could throw them there. So we all can kind of, kick back and, you know, have some, you know, we're not supposed to promote alcohol. Sorry. We could sit there and have a cup of water. Those of you that have gone on the cruise with us, we have a real good time. All right. We have a good time with our water and our sport of tea. Decaffeinated tea. Organic food. All right, we'll talk about that. All right, don't forget to check out the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. We'd love to have you guys come with us. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. We also have the Dr. Dahlia Android app. You can download the Dr. Dahlia Show for free. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want. It's good listening. What else is on there now, honestly? Okay, so we have to go back to this pap smear article, not because I'm running out of material for today's show, but because this is kind of important. No, I got plenty of material. I just want to really capitalize on this one here. I have a deep problem with them trying to extend preventative guidelines and lengthen them. Now, nothing against, you know, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Obviously, they're very, very busy, you know, but I think they're very narrow-minded, you know. Their head is only in one place. And I'm sorry. I'm a family doc. I'm not a gynecologist. I can make fun of them. I got to be careful, though, because I got my gynecology visit coming soon, and I don't want her to get mad at me for my show. Anyway. Apparently, the latest recommendation. See, here's my thing, though. All the gynecologists I work with, they really don't agree with these guidelines. You could wait up to 5 years between your pap smears. Again, remember, they're trying to save money. Where everyone's trying to save money. You know, it's the doctor's fault. Everybody believes, you know, that healthcare reform is needed, and Obamacare wouldn't have happened if doctors didn't order so many tests. So fine, doctors are saying, fine, don't come in for the tests. Every five years, your uterus will rot and fall out if you wait 5 years. Now, right now, they've been saying if you're between 21 and 29, you should have a pap smear no more than every 3 years. Boy. For women age 30 to 65, they recommend a pap smear test along with the HPV test every 5 years. That's every, that's every election. Otherwise, a pap test done every 3 years is accessible. What happens if you tell a woman she doesn't have to go for a pap smear every 5 years? She makes it 10, right? And when you go for a pap smear, what do they look at? Let's reword that. What other things do they do besides the pap smear? Okay? They check for cultures. They look for cancer. They look for vaginal cancer. They look for rectal cancer. They look for ovarian tumors. They ask you about birth control. They do your breast exam. They order your mammogram. If you don't go in for your pap, most likely you're not going to go see the doctor every 5 years. So Washington must be just salivating at the mouth with this one. They're like, great. We just stopped physicals from every year to every 5 years. Yay. All right, but, you know, what about those who want birth control? Okay, so it looks like they could then get birth control without getting a pap smear. What side effects can birth control cause? Blood clots, misuse could cause unwanted pregnancy. It could cause a raise in blood pressure. So you're telling me that we're going to be refilling these birth controls without seeing you? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you could still see the patient, just don't do a pap smear. Keep her legs out of the stirrups. How do you tell a doctor to perform their medicine halfway? It's like telling an artist you could only use the black paint and the green paint, but you can't use the pink or green or white. All right, the artist would tell you to take the paintbrush and shove it up, right? Well, same thing. You know, how do you tell a doctor to do medicine halfway? And that's exactly what they're doing. When they say watch and wait with a PSA, you don't have to check a man's PSA. And if you accidentally run it and it's high, just watch and wait. We aren't trained to just sit there with our thumb up our butts watching and waiting. We're trained to use our spidey sense and to observe and to follow, and then to pounce when we think something's wrong. That's how we're trained. Are you going to tell us now that you're going to now train these students to do differently? You know, I have a lot of students come into my office, and boy, have they learned medicine different than I learned. And, of course, when you rotate through me, it is an eye-opener. And I'm like, oh, okay, first of all, let's just start over. Okay, just a new sheet of paper. And I tell them, you know, how I practice medicine, how people that didn't practice that way have gotten sued, how people have left the field because they couldn't practice anymore. Remember, you're only as good to your patients. You're only as good to other people if you're safe and healthy and practicing yourself. Okay, what good are you to your practice, you know, if you miss a cervical cancer, miss an ovarian cancer, miss a prostate cancer, and basically lose your practice, lose your malpractice, lose your ability to get on insurance companies, and you got to close down. I'm no good to any of my other patients. All right, I don't care about losing my house. My house is upside down. My house is so upside down, fine by me. Take it and the debt. You want to sue me? Fine. But I want to be around so I could treat my other patients. I am not going to let a woman who was a hoochie mama and slept with multiple people go every 5 years for their pap smear. Yes, you will save lots of money just treating for cervical cancer and ignoring all the physicals of the millions of women in between, but I'm not looking at saving money. I'm looking at saving lives. All right, I didn't go to medical school to save insurance company and Washington, who mismanaged money, a couple of dollars. I went to medical school to find the cervical cancer early, to find the ovarian cancer early, to find the vulvar lesions early, to find the sexual abuse early, to find the depression early, the breast lumps early. And that's what I went to school for. And don't take away my paintbrush. That's all I could say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't take away my speculum. It's like taking away your guns. I do. I walk around. The speculums are like in holsters. Choo-choo. Pew-pew. Okay, statins may reduce the risk of esophageal cancer. We talk about esophageal cancer a lot on the show. Usually esophageal cancer is from reflux acid coming from the stomach going up into the esophagus because your lower esophageal sphincter, quit the giggling, relaxes a little too much, acid comes up. They now have a study that was presented at the American College of Gastroenterology 77th Annual Scientific Meeting in Las Vegas. This was in Las Vegas? How come I wasn't invited? That sounds like that would have been a hoot. And they found that those who are taking statin medications, those cholesterol medications, had less risk of developing esophageal cancer. Why? They don't know. They don't know. But they pooled a lot of data. They looked at 11 studies. They pooled data. I love that. Pool. And let me see. They found a 30% reduction in esophageal cancer. Oh, thank heavens the article bolded that one. This is hard. This font is really tiny. You guys have no idea how difficult it is to do this job. Oh, thank heavens that font was bolded. The team also analyzed a subset of patients with Barrett's esophagus. That's where the lining starts to change because of the acid, and it's a precursor to esophageal cancer, and found that using cholesterol medication like Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor was linked to a 41% reduction in the risk of developing cancer. They don't know why. But that's still cool. So for those of you going, I don't know if I want to take cholesterol medication. I think I want to do it naturally. Dr. Dahlia pushes pharmaceuticals too much. I can't stand it. Think about it. May also protect you from esophageal cancer. Just one study. That's still cool stuff. Remember, they pooled. I don't know. I bet a bunch of gastroenterologists just jumped into a pool. That's how you pool. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be back with another hour, another couple hours coming up. Yep, I'm still here. 1-877-DOC-DALI. If not, follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Have a great rest of the way home.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple.
when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.